Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to lowes.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit lowes.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Thanks for tuning in this weekend to Let's Talk Portland, Odyssey Portland's weekly public affairs program. I'm Gary Bloxham.
On the show this time, I'd like to welcome Morgan Dewey. Morgan is a spokesperson and staff member at the Oregon Food Bank. Hey there, Morgan. Welcome to Let's Talk Portland.
Hi. Thanks so much for having me today. I'm excited to chat with you.
Excellent. So let's get started today by talking about you. Tell me about you and the Oregon Food Bank and what you do there.
Sounds good. So I've been at Oregon Food Bank for going on 4 years now, and we're a powerhouse team. We not only address the need today, but we also work on long-term solutions to make sure that we're ending hunger for good. And I work on the comms team, so really happy to spread the word about hunger and tell the true story of hunger and raise awareness about why we're doing this work.
Great. Well, Oregon Food Bank just does amazing work. Everybody's heard of it, right?
Agree.
But maybe let's talk about what the Oregon Food Bank is and does.
Sounds good. Oregon Food Bank believes that food is a human right. We believe that no one should have to make the impossible decision between putting food on the table and paying rent or paying for medicine. So not only do we, like I said, work to end hunger today in our communities by providing food, but also work to end hunger in the long term by addressing the root causes of hunger. And we do some of the food distribution work thanks to our partners. We have a huge statewide network both throughout Oregon and Southwest Washington, 21 regional food banks, and over 1,200 partner agencies. So those partner agencies are what you think about when most people think of a food bank. They're the food banks at your local church or at a school or a soup kitchen where people can go through and get a meal. So without those 1,200 partners, we wouldn't be able to do the great work that we do. And they're in every corner of the state. And like I said, Southwest Washington as well.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Thanks to them. You know, a lot of them are volunteer run. They're up early and open late to make sure they can meet people where they're at. If they're working during the day, you know, they're open at night or open before folks go to work. So they're really doing incredible labor. One of the cool things about a lot of these partner agencies is their shopping style pantries. So people can come in and it looks like a grocery store. People can choose what food works for them. So they're not just getting, you know, a bag of canned food. They're actually going through aisles and choosing food that feels like home, choosing food that, you know, will work for the recipe handed down from their grandma or something. So that's one of the benefits of these partner agencies and how we run our food bank network across the state is so that people can choose the food that's right for them.
And that sort of distribution style has been kind of the way for a while, right?
Yeah.
It's really great because probably the most important thing is it allows people to retain their dignity.
Yep. Their dignity, exactly. Their autonomy. I was chatting with a mom the other day, and she had to make a really tough choice between getting, you know, food for dinner and then getting a cake mix for her kid's birthday party. But the great thing about shopping style pantries is that when you're going through the aisles, you can actually still make that decision. You're not just getting a bag of food. You have dignity, you have autonomy. And for the things that you maybe can't get at a food pantry, you can use your SNAP benefits or other food assistance to buy those things at a grocery store.
And people, of course, have dietary restrictions.
Yep.
Or religious.
Yep, exactly.
Needs.
Yep, okay. Exactly.
Where does all the food come from that is available in the Oregon Food Bank?
We source food from a lot of different places. We are super grateful for community connections. So we have strong partnerships with grocery stores. We have strong partnerships with local farmers and growers and ranchers and fishers that keep Oregon-grown food on Oregonians' plates. A really beautiful thing about our food system here in Oregon is that it's plentiful, right? And so when people are eating food that's grown where they live, they're going to be healthier. They're going to be more connected with the land they live on. So those partnerships, we are really intentional about cultivating. And then we do also get food and funding from state and federal governments, unfortunately, which has been getting cut, especially within the last year and a half. So we're having to fill in some of those gaps. But we do source food by the truckload. So Oregon Food Bank can stretch a dollar and make sure that that dollar puts as much food on the table as we can, in addition to doing some advocacy work to work toward those long-term solutions to ending hunger.
Yeah. So tell me, what is the current state of hunger in Oregon?
Ooh, we are in a hunger crisis. It's hard to say that out loud, but it's the truth. Last year, we saw 2.9 million visits to food assistance sites across the state. So that's what we were talking about before, like a school pantry or a church pantry. 2.9 million visits. That's a 51% increase from 2 years ago. And so just, you know, that's not even a human story. Those are just figures that I'm sharing. And I will say that that 2.9 million visit figure is before a lot of the food and funding cuts that we've seen from the federal government. So we expect that, unfortunately, just to continue to rise.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Agreed.
Wow.
Agreed.
We are talking today with Morgan Dewey, spokesperson and staff member with the Oregon Food Bank. So let's talk about some of those policies that you guys are advocating for.
Yeah, absolutely. So last year, we saw 90 truckloads of food from the federal government get cut. That was the equivalent of $7 million. And that's just food. That's not counting the funding or the programs that have been cut at the federal government level. And so we are working really closely with a coalition of over 200 organizations to try to meet that need within our state, making sure that Oregonians are supporting Oregonians. So this coalition of over 200 organizations is called the Food for All Oregonians Coalition. And their top priority this short session is called the Anti-Hunger Package. The Anti-Hunger Package is made up of four components. The first one being school meals for all, making sure kids have breakfast and lunch at their school. The second one being to protect SNAP for Oregonians. We've seen SNAP cuts at the federal level since last July. So making sure that Oregon can step up and fill some of those gaps we're seeing at the federal level. The third, to provide some relief for those thousands of immigrants, refugees, and asylum seekers that are seeing their SNAP cuts in their wallets and don't have as much money to spend on groceries. And then the fourth being to fund Oregon's food assistance network. So those 1,200 partner agencies, making sure we have the funding to actually stock the shelves of those partner agencies.
How is this policy going to be put into place?
So School Meals for All is a bill. So it's going through the system right now. We're waiting to we're crossing our fingers that it gets through Ways and Means. And then the other three components of the anti-hunger package are budget requests. So again, there's a lot of chatting with the legislature about what that will look like, but really making sure those dollars from our budget requests get funneled right into our community and to make sure people have money in their pockets to pay to put food on the table for their families.
Can you talk a bit about what SNAP is? What it stands for?
Yeah. SNAP, formerly known as Food Stamps is the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, and it's basically money put on a little credit card. So those are called EBT cards or Oregon Trail cards here in Oregon. It's a federal program, but it is administered through the state. So it's administered through the Oregon Department of Human Services. And essentially, folks can go to the grocery store. They have this money on their little EBT card, and they can put their grocery bill on the SNAP card. And the great thing about SNAP, and one of the reasons why it's the most effective anti-hunger program in our country and in our country's history, is because it supports the dignity and autonomy that we were talking about earlier. You can take your kids to the grocery store. You can put what groceries feel like home and the groceries that your kiddos actually will eat on the table instead of going to a pantry where, as much as we try to make sure the selection of food is broad, isn't always. You know, it depends on the donations we're getting and the resources we have to stock those pantry shelves. Whereas SNAP, you can go to most grocery stores nowadays and put food on the table that way.
So the federal government has kind of kicked SNAP to the state level for funding.
In some ways, states are being asked to fill the gap more than we ever have been for the SNAP program. But what happened last summer with H.R. 1, which was a budget bill that was passed at the federal level, is that not only was money cut, but also restrictions were enhanced. And so people who were normally relying on SNAP are now seeing those benefits getting cut off. So that's a lot of folks who, we believe that food is a human right. We believe that no matter your immigration status, you should have access to food. But even with this bill, folks that are lawfully permanent residents here through their immigration pathways are seeing their benefits cut. People who are asylum seekers who have moved here to find safety, to find stability, are getting their benefits cut. People who you know, have moved here and their kids are now teenagers instead of elementary school aged children are getting their benefits cut. And we're hearing this day in and day out that people have been relying on these dollars from the federal government and now have to find other places to turn. So we're seeing a massive amount of people at food assistance sites. We're seeing lines go out the doors more than we've ever seen before because people are having to turn to other means to put food on the table.
And it's that money is kind of dried up, right? But there's also other restrictions, like more red tape and paperwork and all that too, right?
Yes, exactly. And so the burden is primarily on individuals and families who are seeing, you know, their benefits dry up, like you say, but also on states, you know, state-level agencies, the Oregon Department of Human Services, they're having to go through more red tape in addition to individuals going through that red tape as well. So it's putting the burden on all of our systems, kind of in many different perspectives. And I will say, while we are primarily focused on, you know, our community and individuals and families and putting food on the table, this has a huge economic effect for Oregon as well. For every dollar of SNAP that's funneled into Oregon and our economy, we see over $1.50 back in economic activity. So those federal dollars that were coming into Oregon to stimulate local grocery stores, farmers markets, those are also being dried up. So Oregon's economic activity and well-being at large is also hugely impacted by this budget bill.
And that's kind of one thing in the information that was sent to me before this interview, that's one thing that kind of dawned on me, like, wow, I never really thought of it that way.
Yeah.
The economic impact of increased SNAP.
Absolutely. And I know we're here on Let's Talk Portland. I'm a Portlander. I live in Portland. But over 30% of grocery activity in a lot of the rural parts of Oregon, specifically Eastern Oregon, is from SNAP activity. So while Portland will see its effects, it's going to have a disproportionate effect on rural communities as well across the state.
You're listening to Let's Talk Portland. More coming up in just a moment.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to lowes.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit lowes.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Yeah. You are listening to Let's Talk Portland, and we're talking today with Morgan Dewey, a spokesperson and staff member at the Oregon Food Bank. So, Morgan, talk about the long-term vision for a hunger-free Oregon with the Oregon Food Bank.
Oh, this is where we get to be creative and expansive and think about what ending hunger really means. Think about how successful kids would be if they could go through school not worried about where their next meal was coming from, if they could center joy and learning instead of taking food back to their families after they've gotten an additional snack from school. You know, this is where we can think about how joyful and present single parents and caregivers could be with their children if they weren't just worried about putting food on the table for the next meal for their kiddos. How much life that our elders in our community could live if they weren't having to make the decisions between buying their medicine and buying food. And so we see the pathways to get there. We see common sense solutions. We see the advocacy routes to get there and how the state needs to step in and how the federal government needs to step in. And all of that is really grounded in collective power and community action, really at the grassroots level.
What is the root cause of hunger? I mean, there's probably not one.
Oh, good question. We talk about this all the time. Essentially, we believe food is a human right. We believe that shelter is a human right. We believe that healthcare is a human right. And so when people do not have access to any one of those things, they're having to make those decisions that are really tough and impossible and put stress on a family and put stress on their household. So when we look at solving hunger long-term and ending it at its roots, we are talking about affordable housing. We are talking about accessible and affordable healthcare. We're talking about our immigrant and refugee communities in Oregon and how they are truly Oregonians and a fabric of our state. So when we are looking at long-term solutions and root causes, we're really attacking all of those things that, you know, put stress on individuals and families across the state every day.
Can you talk a little bit about what it's like for hunger for children, especially in the learning process?
Yeah.
And a teenager.
Yeah, absolutely. Like? We hear stories from kids and from parents every day about getting a snack from school and that kiddo not having that snack during school and taking it home because they know their little sister or their grandma is going to benefit better from that snack. And these are kids who are in elementary school, right? This is why we're talking about school meals for all. For kids to go to school, get free breakfast, get free lunch, not only does it mean that their bellies aren't grumbling while they're trying to learn addition, it also means that they're going to have better academic outcomes. They are going to be less likely to be punished in class for being quote unquote disruptive, right? Because their nervous systems and their bodies are set up for success and set up ready to learn. And also it shows that when kids are fed in school, specifically through a program like free meals, like school meals for all, that economic activity in those surrounding communities is successful too in the long run. And you have stronger economies when kids are fed. So again, not only does it help at the individual and familial and community level, but also broadly as a state, I think Oregon could really benefit from providing school meals for all.
I think anybody listening can probably relate to being hungry. And your brain's kind of, you're like, I'm just starving. I'm hangry.
Yeah.
Think about that as a kid and you haven't eaten for a day, 2 days. What it's like for them to be in their classroom.
Yeah. And kids are brilliant, right? They have a very deep understanding of what's happening around them and what's happening in their household. And I'm an oldest daughter. I know there's a lot of chatter about the weight that oldest daughters feel in households. And understanding the weight of having to put food on the table for your entire family, kids are not blind to that. Kids feel that pressure, and they bring it to the classroom with them for sure.
Morgan, let's talk a little bit more about the anti-hunger package and why is now the right time to advance this?
Ooh, it's never a wrong time to advocate for policy that helps our communities, but right now, the effects of the federal government on our local communities are dire. So not only are we experiencing fear of leaving our houses or fear of going somewhere and, you know, our gender identity or immigration status being questioned, but just having access to that food has been cut off. Like I said, the food and funding from the federal government that Oregon Food Bank has been relying on for decades is being cut. And that also doesn't take into account the dire need we're going to see reflected in our numbers when we start calculating the intense number of visits we've seen since SNAP benefits have been cut. So now's the time for Oregon to step up. You know, we are a bountiful state. We have, watermelons from Hermiston and pears from the gorge. And we have plenty of food to feed our folks. We have plenty of food to put food on the table for every single person in Oregon. It's just a matter of access. It's a matter of making it affordable. It's a matter of putting it in places that, you know, folks frequent and can bring a bag of groceries home, and putting our dollars where our mouths are and putting food in those mouths as well. So those decisions at the state level, we're optimistic. We're cautiously optimistic that our lawmakers will show up for communities by passing the anti-hunger package.
And how is this package kind of addressing the root causes of hunger, not just the symptoms?
Yeah, I do think, some of the components of the package are addressing symptoms by providing meals and food specifically on a day-to-day need basis, and also by providing additional support for immigrants and refugees and asylum seekers who have had their benefits cut off. That support, we're asking for a number of things, but if those things are funded, it decreases the barriers that we're seeing those folks have to overcome. And so just by decreasing a number of those barriers that those communities are seeing, they'll be able to not only put food on the table, but also, you know, help their community and help their families thrive more easily. I will say that when folks have money in their pockets to spend on food, they're not having to make impossible decisions like spending that money on medicine or spending that money on rent. People can use their income from their jobs to pay rent, to pay for medicine, and then have SNAP benefits or a version of SNAP benefits or food from a local pantry to actually put food on the table for their families.
There's a misconception about people and using SNAP benefits that they're lazy, they don't have a job, they're just taking advantage of the government. Dispel that. That's not true.
That is not true. I would challenge anyone who thinks that's true to take a walk in the life of someone who's using SNAP and to make the decision of whether they want to make a cake for their kid's birthday or, you know, put lasagna on the table for dinner. There is if you look at the numbers, less than 1% of SNAP users of SNAP dollars put on EBT cards is fraudulent. The majority of SNAP misallocation is actually just due to paperwork difficulties. And actually, H.R. 1, that budget bill that we were talking about that passed last summer, increases the burden of that red tape, that paperwork, the requirements that state agencies like the Oregon Department of Human Services has to do. And so individuals, you know, when inflation is rampant, when food prices are really high, when rent is really high. I mean, I think you and I both remember when eggs were $8 a dozen, yeah. Right? If you and I are feeling that, of course our communities are feeling that. And food is a human right, you know? Right. People should be able to put food on the table. I don't think anyone can disagree with that.
The Oregon Food Bank is doing amazing, amazing work. And I know listeners out there want to help. How can people help out?
If you go to OregonFoodBank.org, you can learn how to volunteer. We have really fun volunteer shifts. We have music bumping, really good community. so you can volunteer. You can donate. Like I said, we can stretch a dollar really far in our food purchasing, and you can learn how you can advocate. So writing your lawmakers about policies like the anti-hunger package. I will also say, if you were drawn to learning more about the anti-hunger package, you can go to foodforallor.org/emails, and there you can fill out a really easy form where you can write your lawmaker about why this is important to you.
I can attest that volunteering with the Oregon Food Bank is fun, because we, as a radio station, all the employees here, we went one day and we worked in the warehouse.
Yeah.
We all put on the hairnets and the gloves and everything, and it was really fun. We packed corn on the cob.
There you go.
Put it in the freezer. It was great team building.
Yeah.
It was really fun.
Yeah, it's a good time. I'm glad you got corn on the cob. The onion shifts are sometimes tough. You walk out of the door smelling like onions for the rest of the day, but it's worth it.
Yeah, so. Definitely worth it. That onion smell means you did something.
It's a good time. It's a good time.
So tell me again where people can get more information about volunteering.
You can go to OregonFoodBank.org. There's a little volunteer button, and we would love to have you. Come on over.
Morgan, this has been very informative and great to have you on the show. Thank you.
Thank you so much. It's been great chatting with you, and we look forward to seeing you at your next volunteer shift.
Yeah, for
we'll
sure.
have a good time.
Okay, deal. We've been talking today with Morgan Dewey, spokesperson and staff member with the Oregon Food Bank. Thanks again.
Thank you.
If you or someone you know is in need of food assistance, go to OregonFoodFinder.org. If you'd like to hear this interview again, just search for Let's Talk Portland on the Odyssey app. Let's Talk Portland is an Odyssey Portland public affairs program.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more.
Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.